Greetings. Welcome to the Whole Truth Broadcast with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Faith. Thank you, speaking for it. For that, I'm the only heaven of a blessed apostle, Anthony, and God in him.
Thank you.
I'm coming for my church without a spot or a wrinkle or any sort of thing. Do you believe it?
Yes.
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 Has your faith then put you in the number that will
Amen.
Crown him Lord of Lords?
Yes.
Amen.
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 That's all I want to know.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you are now in the presence of God.
Amen. Yes.
And he has preserved your life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
The word of the Lord has profited you.
Yes, thank you.
Because what I have said all these years,
thank you.
You mixed it with your
faith.
And I told you, your bones shall live again. You believe. You believe the report of them that said, I am in him. And he is in me. I want to know, do you believe the report? In the presence of God, great things are still going on. Miracles. Miracles. Things happening among saints that they're talking about.
Glory, glory, glory.
That I was sick unto death.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
But the Lord visited me.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
And when he visited,
thank you, Lord.
He made my debt zero.
Yes.
All my sins were red like
Christmas. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
My debt was paid. And my balance is
zero.
Congratulations. Your debt has been forgiven. Now forgive those who have done against you to keep your balance
zero. $55.13. Now you can write them back and say, no, I want to pay it.
$36,755.13.
You can write them back and say, no, don't forgive it. My husband won't pay it. And he just lost his job. But I believe the Lord. It's going to make a way somehow. Don't excuse my debt of $136,000 and down to the 13th cent. Who would do that? You would look that letter and say, I thank God Almighty. He has forgiven my debt. Your sin has a balance
only zero now. But some of you are more than 176,500 or whatever in the 13th century. Some of y'all are in the millions. I was hitting what the debt was for the United States in the trillions. But let me tell you, I found a savior. I found the equalizer that bought my $1 trillion debt down to zero. And when he did it, he said, now walk before me, walk in my presence, and be ye. What you think I'm going to do?
Thank you.
I'm going to walk perfectly in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, and my spirit will reconcile every day. If something goes wrong, I'm going to fix it before the sun goes down, before I close my eyes. I'm going to tell God, please, for I'm going to keep my balance
zero.
Now, if you want to pay your debt, there's not enough money in the mint. There's not enough doings that your soul can do to pay God the debt if you sin one time.
Amen.
And that one thing is on the books. When he told the man, there's one thing that thou likest. And that man had to do that one thing, and it was so hard. Just think about it. The man said, I did that. And Jesus said, there's one thing. What is it? Bring it on. He said, now sell all you have. The man said, well, wait a minute. I did all the good stuff.
Yeah.
I got to sell my brand new white Beamer. Wait a minute now. Which one of my houses I got to get to Ohio, Orlando? I got to sell. And do what with it, Lord? Give it to the poor. How would you feel? Well, you said, so done. But this man left one thing for God to condemn him for. One! And you know what he's done for you? Kept you at zero. He said, now praise me for what I've done, so your praise must be perfect. Your obedience to God must be perfect. Your relationships must be perfect. Everything you deal with has to be perfect. How do you keep it perfect? What did the word of the Lord tell you to do? Do that. Keep that. And when you meet the Lord, he won't be able to say, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. You'll be kept. In the 5th chapter of Jeremiah, I'm not going to hold you long, but I'm going to hold you long enough. When you consider your debt paid, and everything you ever ask the Lord to do, he has done. He's kept your breath.
Yes.
5:22 is what I want. Because who is the fool that will go against the writings of the book and then expect to meet God in peace? And you're contrary. You don't believe. But I'll be like the brother and say, I'm going to be skeptical, but I'm going to be skeptical on the other side. And say, but I believe.
Amen.
But, you know, I just need you to keep proving yourself. And the Lord say, really? Really? You want me to prove how many more times? You know, you have to just tell the Lord, don't prove nothing else.
Amen.
Make him believe what you've already done.
Amen.
And then the speech began to change. Because the angels are saying, we got charge, man. You've been kept.
Yeah.
You've been delivered.
Amen.
You've been set free.
Yes.
Y'all won't walk more. You still wouldn't believe. But will you believe if you took a breath? Would you believe God still has you if you took a breath? And when he gives it to you, what will come from your spirit? Because it's going to come a time your spirit and your soul are going to be separated. And when they're separated, the spirit is all those thoughts. The spirit is all that you thought to do, whether you said it or not. And the soul is saying, save me. Yes. It's the creature that's crying out, I didn't want to be made like this. But since you've thought enough to make me like this, save me. So when that spirit goes back to God who gave it, and that soul goes down in the ground, that soul is praying and hoping and looking for God to say, wake up, and the spirit comes back to that soul, and that soul said, wow, our bodies have been changed. Now I have something I can worship and praise God in eternity. I won't be sick no more. I won't cry no more. I don't have to be skeptical no more. I'm looking at him. And my life has
been blessed.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Them that don't believe cannot stay in the presence of God.
Amen.
It is not possible. Let's take a liar. The Lord won't wait with a liar. He just away from me.
Amen.
Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Mm. Oh, but Lord, when I praise in your name, I did this. And he said, I never knew you. Never?
Never.
Wow. Wait a minute. You God. You mean, Jeff, you, I never knew you.
Never.
Who want to hear that? You won't. Because today you're still in the presence of God. And you have been preserved. You will always be preserved in your role.
Thank you, Lord.
God is going to still preserve you until you come to yourself. Jonah. We have many examples, but let's just take one. Go to Nineveh. I don't want to go to Nineveh. Go to Nineveh, man. I'm going to Nineveh. Go to sleep. A storm started. And all the people on the boat started saying, wait a minute. Somebody, God is angry. Listen at this conversation. Now, y'all going to help Gerald sleep. Right? Say, now, wait a minute. Somebody, God is angry. They're going to kill us all. For one clown on this boat. We need to figure out who it is. Now everybody else praying. Everybody else worried. There's one that's sleeping. So if we're up and that joker sleeping, it must be his God that's doing something. And our gods can't do nothing about it. We'll all die because his God has got the control of the water. And he's going to bust up this ship for that clown that's sleeping. Get him. Wake him up. He wake up. What's the matter? that, right? Say, did you do something that the Lord told you not to do, or have you not done something he told you to do? Throw him overboard. Now you can see the man flying off the ship. Because all these people got it. And threw his hind part off the ship.
Amen.
The Lord wanted that.
Yeah.
While he was midair, here comes God in a fish.
Amen.
Everything that fish had eaten from that day backwards went through him and out of him. But Jonah sat there in the dark, in water. Fish went on land for him to breathe. Jonah was in the whale.
That way.
Now, the Lord did all that so he can come and tell you, I'm going to be in hell like Jonah was. But out of that disobedience and that wrong, the Lord preserved the man in the fish. So when I tell you, when you are contrary as all get out, you say, Lord, please forgive me. Isn't that wrong? The Lord kept you until you came to yourself to say, Lord, please forgive. And at the moment that Jonah remembered the Lord spoke to the fish. The fish went as far as he could go and threw him up. And Jonah didn't end up in the water. Jonah ended up on dry land. Probably needed a shower. But he started to do what the Lord told him to do. But the Lord took that right and wrong and made his life come on that order, and for him to die and say, Jonah, in the whale's belly, because of sin, 3 days and three nights. And he was delivered. Because of the sin God was in, this flesh, and had done no wrong.
Amen.
He took that sinful body down to the ground, and in 3 days and nights, that body died, quickened. Here's another one standing.
Amen.
And it's the body that we are a part of. And in this perfection, Luke says, since we know it perfectly, we can tell you.
Amen.
Since I know it, I come from the presence of God in the presence of God to tell you.
Amen.
Tell you, you shall live again. Because the Lord will not make you depart. Because everything he asked you to do, you are doing it.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Make sure you know I'm talking to the church.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Fear ye not me, the Lord asked. You're not scared of me. You think you can do anything you want to do, and you're big enough to do. And you think you're going to come to me and say, save me. I often tell you, on the cross, when God was there, there were two men thieves. Same act. One of them had enough sense to say, Lord, remember me. When you come into your paradise, now you know the other man heard him. Say, what are you bothering Jesus for? I wanted him to remember me. Why didn't you say the same thing, man, before he died? Now he dead. And it's too late. And now we about to die. But I ain't worried. I got a promise from the Lord himself. When he said he would remember me. Your faith brings you to the same conclusion. When you ounce what your flesh is about your flesh is going to go down, but I can tell you that over and over again. But when you leave my company, it comes back to mine. Mm. And I have to fight it all over again.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
But can you just for this moment believe that while you're in the presence of God and your mind is where it is,
yes,
the Lord is fixing everything that is not like it. He is burning up everything that is not like it. And your day will come for the manifestation when all that you thought you could not get away from, the Lord said, I've already removed.
Thank you, Lord.
Won't you fear them, the one that have power over life and death?
Fear ye not me.
You don't fear me?
Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence?
At the presence of God. John on the Isle of Patmos trembled. He heard a voice from behind like trumpets. And my God, his soul then began to bow down to the thing that he was hearing. Some say, I am Alpha and I am Omega. I am he that was, that is, and that is to come, the Almighty. Can you imagine the man saying, speak, Lord? In God's presence, aren't you trembling?
Yes.
Yes.
Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bounds of the sea by a perpetual decree?
I said a decree. When you go to the beach and you see the water come, and then it goes back, it comes. And it go back. God decreed for it to do that. And since the beginning of time,
amen.
Perpetually, amen. It's doing what God told it to do.
Amen.
Yes.
Will you not tremble at my presence?
Will you not tremble at my presence?
Which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree.
Yes.
That it cannot pass.
It won't it. Pass it.
And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail.
It cannot continue past where the Lord said, go back.
Though they roar.
Though they roar and call tsunamis. They still go back.
Amen. Amen.
Though they roar.
Yes.
Yet can they not pass over it.
They cannot pass what God's word said.
Amen.
There's a perpetual decree. That said, my church, I'm coming back for it.
Yes, Lord.
I told you to wait until you were endued with power from on high.
Yes. Amen.
Now that you have the power, you got power over all that the enemy has ever done from the beginning until now.
Amen.
You have power over him.
Thank God.
Serpents will come. Scorpions will come. They can grab a hold of you. You can shake them off.
Amen.
Because what is in you is greater than what is in
the world.
You got all power.
Amen.
So when you stand in the presence of God, God is a mirror to you. You see him.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
And he see you.
Amen.
When he said, when you do this or that, he said, that's me.
Amen.
When you look after, I hear they say somebody came. They didn't have this. They didn't have that. And a saint gave them this. And a saint gave them that.
Amen.
That was God. Looking in the mirror and seeing himself being done in the earth because you are doing fit.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
When you got the Holy Ghost, you did not get a small portion of who you are. You got what went down in the ground, stayed there 3 days and three nights, and got the power over the last enemy. And this is my conclusion to you in perfection, that when you got power from heaven with the Holy Ghost, you came out with power over death. So you can say to death, where is your sin? Where is now victory? Anything that can prevent me from waking up. And my spirit, that God will give me the last third breath. And I'll praise him forever. Now that you are endued with power from on high, there are things that are written in the book that tells you when God is in your presence. When you hear somebody coming, hallelujah. You come into service and someone already under the bridge is already talking. You're talking to God. And it's a mirror. God is talking, but it's your voice that is used by God. So God can let everybody know God is resting. God is sitting. And I thank him. And I praise him. And I give him the glory. And I give myself to the presence of the Almighty. When he takes my tongue and makes my tongue dance in my mouth. You know you're in the presence of the Lord when someone comes and tell you, well, they didn't tell you, the bishop about to tell you. The bishop about to give a testimony. Because he got it. Because he's the one that said, go. You'll pass that test.
Amen.
I took it one time on that man of God, and I was a couple of points away. Go back. Well, that man's cloud, that cloud. Oh, I don't have the time to study now. I got all these boys. These boys. I don't have time to study. Go on back.
Go on back.
The Lord then fixed the things. The husband said, I got this baby. You go study.
Amen.
I took it again and I failed again. A few points away, but I failed again. But the man of God said, I will still call you in turn.
Amen.
We start talking about faith.
Because
there's power now in the church. And if she didn't believe, she would have given up and stopped and said, I'm not going to do it. But faith, hallelujah, came to the rescue. Come on, let's do it one more time.
Yes, Lord.
Wait now. Hallelujah to God. And when I got the call and I saw the name, I said, we got it now. Hallelujah to God. Because if she flossed it, she wouldn't call. But I knew when I saw the name, I began to rejoice in my soul that it is even so. Because God said it, and she believed it. I don't care if she passed it by a point. She's still a lawyer. I can't pass this. And that was that humanity talk.
Yeah.
The spirit said, I'm going to go back.
Because
the man of God said.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And today, the testimony is the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It's God that now she gives the credit to.
Right.
But you know, God could have passed the test the first time. God could have took that test and said, and they said, now you cheated. You got everything right. Say, but the Lord took the test. But the Lord made you go. And that was your wrestle. And said, I am not going to let you go until I am blessed.
Amen.
So he then had to give you the power
yes.
to continue
yes. Yes.
when everything was adverse.
Yes.
He made you continue.
Yes.
Here now, back up a little bit, baby. And see it now from God's perspective.
Yes.
If you don't pass the first time, will you also go?
No.
If you don't pass the second time, will you also go?
No.
And you say, where can I go?
Amen.
Find eternal salvation.
Yes.
I'm going to continue yes. until yes. you bless
yes.
me.
Yes. Yes.
You now have
amen.
And in the power from this day forward, use it in perfection.
Yeah.
If the Lord said to amen.
Amen.
If the Lord said amen.
Amen.
If the Lord said it.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
That's my message. Jonah was wrong. Wrong is two left shoes. But did God preserve him in his
yes.
life?
Yes.
So what you think he going to do about you? You got him in you.
Amen.
You so profess.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We won't even talk about David walking up along the... What are you doing up there?
Amen.
On rooftops. And this beautiful woman bathing. So how was she? Was she clothed? Okay, y'all, this is brother's convention. Oh, cast a smile. We see you under that mask. What are you doing up on the rooftops? Come by this moment, baby, and then stops.
Peeping Tom.
A peeping Tom. Stops. Find out who she is. Find out who her husband is. Put him on the front line to be destroyed. Because he knew he couldn't have her if the man, if the woman was married. So he freed her. He said, now I can have her. And the Lord began to deal with him.
That's right.
And the prophet came and said, oh, thou man of God. There was a man, he only had one little lamb. And that was taken from him. And David said, whoever did that should die this day. Judgment now. He didn't see what was coming. The Lord had him blind as a bat. That is blind. All of a sudden, the man of God said, King, that was you. And when he heard, what did he do? He then turned down plate, turned down everything, and went to God. Because he had a child that was coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he wanted the Lord to spare that child. And he began to plead to God for that child. And the Lord did not answer that plea. He took it. He said, now get on up. Move along. In his room, he was still talking to
God.
That's
right.
Amen.
Really? Through all of that, he was still communing with
God.
And your little problem, let me tell you something. Open your eyes. You see this. You can't get out of this unless you do what Judas did. And you kill yourself, you ain't going to save yourself. So as long as you're in this, the Lord will have to keep you. This is your enemy. But within you have the power to destroy it.
Amen.
Daily. Daily.
Amen.
Daily.
That's right.
Daily.
Yes.
Daily.
Amen.
By making your spirit ignore it.
Amen.
And say, Lord, please
help.
Help.
Help. Help. Lord, please. Oh.
Yeah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Your problem is in your housing.
Yes.
Your spirit want to praise God continually.
Yes.
But you got a housing issue. You're on Section 8.
Amen.
Yes.
But your eyes on that mansion you saw on the river. You said, I want to live there, Lord, but... But the Lord don't promise you a mansion.
Amen.
And you're in a one-room house with 40 children. Since it's the men's conference and a no good wife. I'm burning time, you're gonna switch up on a no good man. But you got something at adverse to you, but you've been told there's a mansion.
Amen.
And out of all of your adversity, you still believe that there is.
Amen.
Amen.
And one day, you walk and you get a letter, congratulations. We built this house just for you.
Amen.
He said, no, y'all keep it. I don't want it. And Reno, get well. Girlfriend, the spirit of sickness was, don't leave me. I'm walking in this mansion. She don't want to die then. She don't want to have everybody over. Minister Shaw Park, your yacht. Oh, my boat, dog. Oh, Elder Gerald, you can fly in and land your helicopter on my helicopter pad. Oh, Bishop, you can fly in. There's my runway. Oh, no, I want to die. No, not now. She got something material. Will you look at the power that you have from God? Will you praise him for it?
Amen.
So then, I leave you with the perfected word of God. The Lord will keep you.
Thank you, Lord.
Even in your wrong, to bring you to the words to say, Lord, please. And all that time, you'll stay in his presence.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the beauty of the gospel of the reconciliation.
Amen.
Oh, thank you.
So you end up the night saying, I give thanks unto
the Lord.
All his goodness unto me. I give thanks unto the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté l'émission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.